And at 9:06, we welcome you to the Music Potpourri. I'm Gregory Berg. Today is most likely the last time I will be hosting the Music Potpourri. I'm not going anywhere. WGTD is not going anywhere. But as many as of you know, we are going to be undergoing a format change this coming Monday, which, among other things, is going to mean the migration of classical music programming away from WGTD to 90.7. And so it means I won't be hosting the Music Potpourri anymore. The morning show remains untouched and unchanged in this format change. But this is the last time I'll be hosting the Music Potpourri, at least in the foreseeable future. So I want to make sure to play several pieces that mean a great deal to me over the next few minutes. And I want to begin with a sparkling orchestral showpiece by Ottorino Respighi, The Pines of Rome, one of three different works that Respighi wrote for orchestra that highlighted various sights and sounds and experiences in the beautiful city of Rome. I remember hearing this work for the very first time when I was a sophomore in college, hearing the orchestra of Luther College play it at Orchestra Hall in the Twin Cities. It's, to this day, still one of the most thrilling musical experiences of my life. So I'm excited to re-experience that, in a sense, right now, playing a recording by the Philadelphia Orchestra under Riccardo Muti. And listen in particular for the striking use by Respighi of the sound of actual recorded nightingale song as part of the end of the lovely third movement. Here it is, The Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi, to begin today's Music Potpourri.
Thank you.
Pines of Rome by Ottorino Respighi. It's exactly 9:30. You're listening to the Friday Music Potpourri, the final Music Potpourri on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. This program, of course, is all about music, and one of the most enduring masterworks celebrating the gift of music itself is Rayfron Williams's sublime Serenade to Music, composed in 1938 as a tribute to a great British musician of the day, Sir Henry Wood. It was a work for orchestra and 16 different soloists, handpicked by Vaughan Williams, all great British singers of the day. The exquisite text from Act 5 of Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. We'll be hearing a recording that features 16 soloists and the London Philharmonic, led by Sir Adrian Bolt, in the sublime Serenade to Music of Rayfron Williams.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Serenade to Music by Rafe Vaughan Williams. 9:44, you're listening to the Music Potpourri on WGTD. I'm Gregory Berg. I couldn't let this last Music Potpourri go by without playing at least a brief excerpt from the opera that really caused me to fall head over heels in love with opera many, many years ago. It was my freshman year at Luther College, and thanks to my roommate Marshall and the recording that he had of Mirella Freni and Luciano Pavarotti in highlights from Puccini's Madama Butterfly. It is a work that just ignited what was sort of a simmering interest in opera and became a full-fledged passion that is unabated after all of these years. I am selecting, however, a recording of my favorite music from this opera in an orchestral-only version from a Telarc CD that I've played quite a lot on the Music Potpourri over the years. Pops Plays Puccini, Puccini Without Words, the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra led by Eric Kunzel. And this is music from the love duet that ends Act One of this opera. First heard and seen in 1904, a disaster at its first performance, but which quickly reasserted itself as one of the centerpieces of the operatic repertoire. Music from Madama Butterfly of Puccini. Thank you. music from Giacomo Puccini's Madama Butterfly, a portion of the sublime love duet that ends Act One. It's exactly 9:54. I want to devote the last minutes of this final music potpourri to a piece of music that embraces one of the most important of all human qualities, gratitude. And I am grateful for many things, but especially for the gift of music today. And so I want to play the quintet from Aaron Copland's opera, The Tenderland, The Promise of Living. This is from an abridged version of the opera conducted by the composer himself, Aaron Copland, to finish out this last music potpourri.
It promises to be a fine
That's exactly 10 o'clock. We finished out this final music potpourri with The Promise of Living, the quintet from Aaron Copland's opera, The Tenderland. This recording conducted by the composer himself. Don't forget about performances this weekend, tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon, of Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. And tonight is opening night of Cabaret at the Racine Theater Guild. Sunny and a high of 76 degrees, a little cooler near the lake. Clear and mild tonight, a low of 53. Sunny tomorrow, very warm, a high of 83 degrees. Sunday, a very similar forecast, sunny and a high of 79 degrees. Rain enters the picture first thing next week. News is next. This is WGTDHD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. NPR News and classical music on your gateway to public radio.